a day of moral deterioration and spiritual darkness, there stands an institution of learning grounded on the Word of God, holding forth the light of truth. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Could I but sing the song that's in my heart and utter all the joy that there is found, this world would be a place by far too small to hold the melody that should resound. 'Tis not the joy that worldly pleasures bring, for they are here today, tomorrow gone. And mine? What care I though the mountains fall and crumble as the sands? 'Twill linger on. It makes the sun seem brighter than before. It lends new loveliness to birds that sing. Its beauty radiates throughout the world. It is the joy that faith alone can bring. Faith in an everlasting God of might, a God who knows no sin, who cannot lie, whose love sent forth his deathless Son to die. Many stories that come out of war, stories of bravery, sacrifice, and death. But one of the most touching stories is a true incident about God's providence in one of the most trying wars America has ever known, when brother fought brother in the war between the states. At the close of the Civil War, Colonel J.J. Phillips of the 9th Virginia Regiment spoke at a banquet that was attended by veterans of both the Union and Confederate armies.
He told of how one soldier's life was saved by the singing of a hymn.
The point of attack had been selected. The awaited dark night had arrived. My command was to fire when General Pickett signaled the order. As usual, the men were restless, but they settled down. There was that dread, indescribable stillness.
We're primed and ready to go, Colonel.
Thanks, Sergeant. Steady now, boys. We want no chance that the enemy will anticipate the attack.
Sure is quiet, sir. The men are scared. Not the old ones. Just the raw ones we picked up last week.
It's always like that. They'll get used to it. Just pass the word. No talking. Watch me for the signal. No talking. The tense moments slipped by. The men waited without a sound. Then suddenly, the awesome silence was broken by a deep, full voice singing in the darkness, directly in line with our rifles. I had heard that grand old hymn sung before, sung under circumstances which intensified its impressiveness. But never had the hymn seemed so solemn as when it broke the stillness in which we waited for the order to fire. He stopped, and I found myself praying he'd move away, but his voice rang out again, directly in the line of fire. I saw General Pickett's flare and started to give the order to fire. Just then the words rang out. I gave the command.
Ready! Aim to the left, boys. Fire!
The guns were shifting. The volley that blazed out went to the left, and that defenseless head was covered with the shadow of his wing.
Thank you for coming to speak with us tonight, Colonel Phillips.
Mighty fine speech, Colonel. I really like that story at the end.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Pardon me. Would you let me through, please? Thank you. Colonel Phillips, could I see you for a moment, sir?
Of course, son. What can I do for you?
Why, there's nothing you can do for me now, sir. You've already done it. You saved my life.
But I don't remember...
Sir, I remember that night, too. That midnight attack killed many of my comrades. But God and you intervened for me. I was the singer.
Thank you.
Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The script for today's broadcast was prepared by Joyce Parks. Fortress of Faith comes to you each week at this same time from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.